Thank you, choir. God bless you richly. To God be the glory for the great things He has done for us. Today the Lord has made. Body, thank you for coming to church today. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. There's something good that's going to happen to each and every one of us. Yesterday, waking up in the morning, the Lord said, download it. Then the Spirit now said, the beginning of new things. Hallelujah. And a man of God wrote a letter to me. He said, we are not waiting for the third awakening. We are already in third awakening. Hallelujah. My admonition to each and every one of us is about this. Please go back to fasting and praying. Amen. If you want to be a part of third awakening, go back to fasting and praying. And praying aggressively. Jude 1:20. Building up your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's very, very important. So that will enable you to fall into that realm. Because God is already harvesting. Spend time with God. Just create time. Say, Lord, today is for you. And see what will happen. The Lord Jesus will start visiting you. And make sure you worship Him in spirit and in truth. So today's message is draw lessons from Joshua. That's the title of my message. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for today. We know you are here already with your host. Toast those enemies that are hanging around with your fire. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless us together, Lord. Compass us with sons of victory. And take us to that desired heaven. Lord, that our expectation will not be cut short. Have your will, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to sing the hymn I like to sing before I go on evangelism. In times like this, you need a Bible. In times like this, oh, be not idle. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grieveless solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, is the one. This rock is Jesus. The only one, be very sure, be very sure, your anchor holds and grieve the solid rock. Amen. Hallelujah. Joshua. If you look at the word Joshua, it was Moses who started calling him Joshua. His name is Oshie. Hallelujah. And let me give you some meanings that I found from the background of Joshua. Jehovah is generous, or Jehovah saves. That is the meaning. Yeshua, which means salvation. Hoshea was born 1335 BC at Goshen in Egypt. And Hoshe or Joshua is from the tribe of Ephraim. There's something about Joshua. Remember, he was born in Egypt, and God raised him up to go forth to save his own people. Apart from following Moses, he was a minister to Moses, following him, copying him, watching him. Children, they learn by what they see from their parents or from their teacher. They start imitating. That's what Joshua was doing. We're learning from his boss, Moses. Before we go deeper, I want us to look at Genesis chapter 1, 26 to 28. Book of Genesis. Okay, thank you. God said, let us make man in our image. Not images, in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creepy thing that creepeth on the earth. Next verse, please. And so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. We'll come back to that word. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Say, subdue it. First of all, let us think about where we came from. We are from God. God created you. The difference is that we have a body. The real you is a spirit. You possess a soul. And you live in a house called a body. Most cases, the body controls us. God wants us to reverse it. Let your spirit lead you. As many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If you are led by your mind, you will run into trouble. If you let the Spirit of God lead your spirit, you come out victorious. God said, subdue the earth. If you cannot subdue your flesh, how can you subdue the earth? Even the flies, you're supposed to subdue them. If they are disturbing you, speak to them. They will hear you. Hallelujah. There's this testimony that comes that is in my mind now. I have a young minister in Nigeria. He said he had a friend who's an amok man, bragging with his power that he has from the devil, or this Luciferian doctrines that they believe. He said when he went to his house, a snake came in. And this powerful amok man started jumping from bed to chair. And he, this brother, this minister, sat down. The snake was moving up. Then suddenly he said, go back! And the snake went through. That is all left to his conviction. That amok man. He gave his life to Jesus. Hallelujah. Called power has power. We have the original power. God invested it upon you. It was paid for on the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah. Let me give you another one. There's a minister in Lagos. Because some pastors, ministers, they use charm. Do you know what God told him? He said, today, when you get to the meeting, start undressing yourself. Tell all the ministers to start undressing themselves. Do you know what happened? When he was doing that, they started seeing charms around some pastors. Look, that thing cannot give you power. It's disgraced. Shame that you will get from it. Because at the end, that person will go to hell. We don't need the power of the devil to do the work of God. Are we here? Praise the Lord. I don't want to give you the name of that church. We are created in image and the likeness of God. We are not from tarpood. We are not from monkeys. We are from God. We resemble our Father. You are just like your Father. Hallelujah. You start acting like your Father. If you think about Joshua, that is what he did. Now, when God told Joshua, your boss is gone, or is dead. Just follow. Let's go to Joshua chapter 1 so that I will not run ahead of myself. Joshua chapter 1. Later I will go back to the book of Numbers. Joshua chapter 1 verse 1. And God, no, this is Genesis. Okay, Joshua. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto, or divide, consider that word there, unto the land which I gave to them, even to the children of Israel. The next verse, please. And every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Next verse. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, River Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Say amen. That promise is for you too, not only for Joshua. All the days of your life, no man shall stand before you. And as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. The same thing the Lord is saying to you. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Hallelujah. I will be with you, and I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. The same thing Jesus Christ said in Matthew 28. Lo, I am with you once in a while. Is that what he said? Always. Always is always. Hallelujah. I am with you. I will not leave you, nor forsake you. And if you go to a book of Hebrew, the same thing the Lord said again. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I want to draw some things from the book of Numbers. There's something about the Old Testament. It was only two places that the word faith was mentioned. But what they depended on was to trust the word of God. That is what they were going with. They trust God. Remember what the Bible says in the book of John, chapter 1, St. John. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. When was the beginning? Do somebody know? We don't know the beginning. If there's any beginning, God is the beginning. He said, in the beginning was the Word. Hallelujah. So that Word that made all the sin we are enjoying today, do you know, ever since God created the Son, he has never sent the engineers, technicians to service the Son. No? But that thing is still there. Still, it will never fail. Except when Joshua said, no, son, you have to stay over there in the valley. And God honored the word of a man that was born of a woman like us. Hallelujah. With God, all things are possible. And God reverses, all things are possible to them who believe. Are you a believer? All things, not some things, all. How many is all? Nothing is left. All things are, don't be afraid of the devil. Jesus Christ gave the devil technical knockout 2,000 years ago. And he gave victory unto you. Do you know what he said in Romans? He said, you are more than conqueror through him that loves you. He didn't say you are going to be a conqueror. You are more than. When he says you are more than, all the rough job, he has done it all. And in return, he gave you the victory. He empowered you by giving you his name. The power is invested in that name. And the throne of God is behind that name. That name, they honor it anywhere. He said, wherefore also God has highly exalted him. And he has given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of beings in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth. That every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. If I'm a policeman and I want to stop the traffic, I'm not wearing a uniform, would they honor me? They will say, something is wrong with this one. They will be driving past me. That is, if they are merciful. Hallelujah. But if that uniform is there, no matter, even if I'm like telephone pole, the moment I do like this, you see all of them stopping. Is the power? Do I have a physical power to stop them? No. They are respecting that uniform because the authority that the city gave to put on that uniform, they will obey. The same thing with heaven. You are the authorized one to use that name. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. I believe you are still with me. Let us go to Book of Numbers. I will come back to Joshua again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The book of Numbers, chapter 13. There are some verses I want to point out there. Chapter 13. Now, let's see, verse 6. Let me just give a brief preamble or story about this chapter. Remember, the Lord gave instruction to Moses to bring select leaders of different tribes to go, and it became 12 men to spy out the land. So those 12 tribes, even when they are camping, they form a cross. And when they carry a flag, it's one flag for four tribes. That is how they were camping. And you can see that in the book of Revelation. The eagle, the face of a man, that of a calf, and a lion. That was their flag. Now, this just spy out the land and come back, give us good report about the land. But the people came back and gave evil report. Hallelujah. Remember, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah 55, verse 1, who report will you believe? Are you going to believe the report of the doctor or the report of the Lord? Brethren, let's say it together. Whose report are you going to believe? Hallelujah. In the beginning was the word. When God says something, he miss it. He's not a politician and he will run away from his promise. Hallelujah. Because I'm trying to get your vote. I will tell you sweet things. After I will get your vote, you won't see my brake light. No, that is not the God we serve. God is not a man that he should lie. Now that is son of man that he should repent. He has said it. He will make it good and he will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, you go and spy out the land. For good 40 days, they were spying. They saw a lot of good things. And they saw the son of Anak there. of the giant family that brought problem to some of them. But Joshua was there. Caleb was there. They saw those giants as well. That did not bother them because they were holding to the word of God. God has spoken. He will give us this life. Do you know what Joshua said? He said, if God have delight, that is the word he used. God delighted in these people. He has already made covenant with his friend, Abraham. He is not going to change his mind. And his word will not come back to him empty. It will surely prosper. If only he can find one man or woman who can believe him, God will walk with that one. Hallelujah. And that is what happened. Joshua said, God delights, no, he will give us that land. But the other 10 said, no. We saw them. We are just like grasshoppers before them. You see, they limited themselves. You are indirectly limiting your God. Don't limit yourself. Hallelujah. Take the word of God as it is. Run with it. God will not fail. If I have a child, maybe 10 or 6 years old, I go to a neighbor's house and get me so and so thing. Say, I'm standing in the front of my yard. Go, nobody will touch you. He will walk majestically, and the friends who were threatening him will say, you see my dad over there now. He'll be going. He will not be, he knows nothing will happen. What about your father who is a spirit? He's watching everything. He will not fail you. Hallelujah. He will not fail you. Remember, before the coronavirus, the Lord spoke to us in this church. Has he failed? So don't be afraid. Lay hold on that word of God and run with it. And the Lord will see you through. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is verse 8 says of Numbers 13. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. And really that place was flowing with milk and honey. The brook of Esco, when they cut up a branch of grapes. So it took 2 men to carry it on their shoulder. I should tell you how fertile that land was. And they came back now, brought evil report. But let's see something. Verse 27. How long shall I bear with this evil congregation? So the 10 people now brought problem to everybody. That's why they ended up spending 40 years in the wilderness, going around in the circle because of 10 guys. How long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I've heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmured against me. See what God said in verse 28. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Is that good? And exactly that is what happened to them. Those who were murmuring. Let's look at New Testament. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 9 to 11. Please, 1 Corinthians. Somebody over there. Okay, thank you. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for an examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. See, this is for our example. Those things are written there that we should not doubt God. Don't doubt. trust him, he will not fail you. Let me give you a testimony. It's what happened in Texas. There was a guy who was a killer, killing women. His name was Steve Moray. So why he went to a shopping mall or just a shop or something like that, and he find a woman and build her up and enter your vehicle. He said, don't say anything. I'm a killer. And meanwhile, the FBI were looking for him. And what happened? He just told the woman, just keep driving. And the woman asked her, a little woman, he said, can I play a cassette? Maybe at that time it was cassette, not CD. He said, don't disturb me, just go ahead and doing what you want to do. I started playing Kenny Copeland cassette. And the word was affecting Steve now. He said, shut it up! And the woman said, no, you can't say that to me. It's my car. He said, woman. Then suddenly Steve heard a voice behind him. This is your last call, Steve. And he turned around to shoot. He didn't see anybody. Then ask the woman, what does this one mean? This is your last call. Then the woman started preaching. Hallelujah. Fear not, brethren. Hallelujah. I say, fear not. No matter where you find yourself, remember the Lord God Almighty is there with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. If only Jesus, you can shout, something will happen. Hallelujah. And the woman succeeded in leading Steve to Christ. And then Steve now said, what am I going to do now? I've done a lot of terrible things. I want to go and see this man who was preaching. I want you to baptize me. It was on the way. Now, while they were driving, the woman said, they are waiting for you. There's the matted roadblock on the way, waiting for you. He said, okay, where did the Holy Ghost say we should pass now? Hallelujah. He said, well, I will buy you a bus ticket, but I cannot take you to where you are going to. And the woman now took him to the bus station and paid for his ride to where he said he wanted to go to. And meanwhile, the news came to the husband of that sister, and he was quaking like Shakespeare. What happened? When later he found a wife, he said, I heard that you were arrested by that guy. When he said yes, the man almost passed out. But the Lord delivered that woman that day. So when they apprehended him in the bus, he was already inside the bus reading the Bible. When the policeman confronted him, he said, no, let me tell you, I've given my life to Jesus. If not, there would have been a shootout here today. That's how they took him to the jail. It was later, Copeland went to the jail or the prison to minister to him and did water baptism. He's already dead. They executed him because he did a lot of terrible things. Why am I going through all this testimony and some other things? It's to boost your faith. Time is short. The days are evil. The Lord is still here even if the days are evil. Hallelujah. Fear not. The Lord is able to deliver you, to see you through. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. Now, we draw lessons from Joshua. There's something about Joshua. Remember, God said, the book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Thou shalt meditate on it day and night. and night. It's day and night. Not once in a while. Hallelujah. Now, it was fire books. It was scroll parchments that was available. They were not in the market. How was he able to have access to that? Because that thing was with the high priest. But those five books, he was meditating upon them. Have you read Leviticus before? You will not enjoy reading that book. All you read, this one begat, this one. This one begat. But God said, meditate on it. Deuteronomy. There are a lot of good things there. The second law. We're meditating on them. Do you know that thing affected the faith of Joshua? That he was not afraid of giants. Was not afraid of the whatsoever evil was going on in the land. The Lord is on my side. Who can be against me? Remember what the Bible says in there. Psalm 27, verse 1, 2, 3. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? He said, when the enemy came to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Hallelujah. The Lord is your light and salvation. Say it. The Lord is my light and salvation. I got nobody to fear. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe we are still here. Now let's think about what instruction God gave to Joshua. He said, meditate upon the book of the Lord day and night. So meditating on the word of God is thinking the word. And then speaking the word to yourself. And memorizing verses. That's why I'm able to quote some scriptures as this Holy Spirit leads me. Memorize. It's very, very important. This one is good for college students as well. Memorizing. They will have a card like this and write some definition. And go back, look at it, close your eye. A time will come, will be a part of you. And speaking the word of God, in literature they say soliloquy. You say it to yourself. Some people may say, this one, he has lost his mind. He's not even talking to himself. Speak the word of God to yourself. Hallelujah. Why? Why will you speak the word of God to yourself? Let's quickly look at it. I will stress this one. This 1 Timothy 4:15. This is what God told Paul to Timothy. 1 Timothy 4, verse 15. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to how many? All. God wants you to profit in your Christian living. God wants you to profit in your business. God wants you to profit in your marriage, in your raising up your children. Do you know there are some children that are difficult to train? Yeah. Some strong will. You need the help of God to handle that child. Or else you will kill the child. You understand what I'm saying? It's not the way you are training A. That is the way you will train B or C. God will give you techniques to handle them differently. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, he said, meditate upon these things. What are those things? If we go to the, I think it should be verse 13, I believe. Please go to verse 13. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. The next verse, please. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. The verse I'm looking for is still ahead. Let me try and find it. I should be There are 12. I think I've shared that one before. Verse 12, please. Let me try find it in my Bible. Okay. Let no man despise thy youth. Be thou an example of the believers. In word, in conversation, in charity or divine love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. So he said, meditate on these things. It's through meditation that God expanded those words to me that I use it to teach at different times. As you meditate upon it, the Holy Spirit will take you to deeper dimension of what Paul gave to what God gave to Paul long time ago, that you will profit and you will be established in the things of God and grow up and become fat in the things of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, Joshua did that and he meditated on 5 books, those parchments, but a lot of things happened to Joshua, good things. As he continued, a lot of prosperity started coming his way. Now, why would God put those secrets there if he doesn't want us to prosper? Those are the secrets to prosper here on earth. When we talk about prosperity, no red flag at all. It's scriptural to prosper. Amen? Poverty is of the devil. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, not a dead one, living one, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your required or reasonable service. And be not conformed. Don't blend with the world. Don't be a chameleon. Hallelujah. Do not conform to this world, but be ye transformed. How? By renewing of your mind. Your mind was not born again. It was your spirit, brand new spirit God gave to you. God promised in the book of Ezekiel, book of Jeremiah, and the time came, he fulfilled it. It was then book of Isaiah as well. Your spirit was brand new. Now God is saying, renew your mind, because there are a lot of things that are there from Newsweek magazine. There are a lot of things from Reader Digest. They are still there. There are a lot of things that you were taught by professors in the university. They are still there. But as you go to the Word of God and begin to take it in, God will begin to help you to remove those things. It doesn't just live overnight. It takes time. Go back to the Word of God. Meditate on the Word of God. Go back again. Meditate. Go back again and meditate. Now, don't say, because I read this page before, I read this chapter before, I don't need to read it. No. You see, there are a lot of things you will discover as you go back. Because it's the Word of God. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. If you want the life of God, go back to his word. That life begins to seep in. I've discovered the thing that are evil can get straight to your spirit. Just like that. Just by seeing it with your eye gate, that thing will be there to become a struggle to try and get rid of it. But when it comes to the things that are good, it takes time to get there. Because the enemy will resist you, will fight it. It will put you to sleep when you try to meditate on it. Something that will help you for your daily life or your future. That will take you to your destiny. The enemy will fight it. Will put a special fan to blow you. You sleep off. Then you come back to yourself. I was reading just now, meditating. Don't give up. Go back again. If possible, stand up. take that scripture and begin to walk around, begin to meditate. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is what builds a strong man and a strong woman and a strong child of God, the word of God. And this is what Paul said in book of Acts. Let me read quickly. Acts 20, 32, I believe. Let's look at it. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. I believe it's written in your Bible like that. Which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. There are a lot of things that God has stored up for you. To get to that inheritance, you need to go back to the word of his grace. And God will begin to order your footsteps. You find yourself in that inheritance. Hallelujah. The word of God is able to build you up. The word of God is able to strengthen you and revive you. The word of God is able to make you bold. That's why Peter said, he said, through the promises, by these promises, you become a partaker, a sharer of God's divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. The word of God is able to build you, because those promises will build absolute trust in your heart towards your heavenly Father, that God will not fail you. Though men, they've already given up on you, but God will not. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let me try and read one more scripture. Then we'll try and pray. This is, we read First Corinthians, we read that one before. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7 to 11. Now, it says, if the ministration of death written and engraved in stones was glorious, was it not glorious? That's why the thing is amazing to me, surprising. Why would those 10 guys doubt God and disbelieve God? God did wonders for them. Signs and wonders. Pillar of fire by night, pillar of cloud by day. And God took care of them. The most amazing one is the Red Sea. Have you seen the depth of the Red Sea before? Go to Grand Canyon. God parted. He didn't wait for engineers to come and build bridge for the children of God to go. He blew on it and the water parted and became worse on both sides. That was enough for them to believe God for anything. But these people said, no, we are not able because we saw giants. Giants, do they not go? They go to the toilet. Isn't it? They eat food. But when it came to David, David saw an opportunity for victory. He said, I cannot miss this one. It's too big. Remember, if you check the testimony of David, he was always speaking. He spoke. Giants will speak. He will speak back. When your problem is speaking to you, speak back to your problem. Hallelujah. You can't kill me. The Lord has given me victory already. Hallelujah. The price has been paid on the cross of Calvary. Because God valued me so much. He left heaven and came to this sorry world. For 33 and a half years, he was here. And he went through all those things. I can read those scriptures for you in the book of Hebrew. But the victory is yours. You are more than conqueror to him that loves you. You are the beloved of God. Are you the beloved? Yeah, See yourself that so. Talk that way. Hallelujah. Highly favored. Amen. Hallelujah. Finally, let me read another scripture. Philippians 2, 13 through 16. Please. Philippians. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God is doing that, either you know it or not. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless, harmless, sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation like America. Among you whom ye shine, brethren, shine. Shine. In the place of work, shine. When you are driving, shine. In your streets, in your neighborhood, shine. The perverse nation, we don't need to go to their way. Even if it's the Sodomites are here, they cannot corrupt us, neither our children. That's why we have to pray Psalm 23 for our children. Pray daily. No matter where they go, no one can twist their mind. And start saying, I feel that you are a boy. You start feeling, say, I'm like a girl now. That is the work of evil spirits. Evil spirits make people what they are. Don't go that way. When God created you, he created you either a boy or a girl. Not Stephen and... Stephen Adam and Steve? No. It was Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. If I can lead them to Christ, I will. I'm not bashing them. I'm only just saying the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. What did he say there? That he may be blameless. Remember what the Bible says in the book of Ephesians? Jesus Christ is going to present you unto himself without spot or wrinkle or blemishes. Hallelujah. And that is why he's washing us with the water of the word, that we might be like him. So when God will finish with you, you will be radiating like him. Because God is light. And God wants you to be light fully. Is that not what he said? Salt of the earth, light of the world. Is that not what you are? Shine. Hallelujah. Shine. In the name of Jesus Christ. And darkness cannot comprehend you. Darkness cannot suppress you. Hallelujah. I heard a testimony. Was it last week? The thing made me cry. We're going to pray. This is a young lady from India. She was a Hindu believer. The great-great-grandparents were priests of a Hindu. And father, a priest. And the father was going to be a priest, and the brother will become a priest. He said the thing has been going on in a generation. Now, he was sick. He tried to get help from their Hindu god. No help. He said somebody gave her a tract. So please don't belittle that small thing. Give it. It's anointed. If it is not anointed, if the content is good, pray over it. Anointing will follow it. Hallelujah. And that is what that lady read. He said, I've tried other gods. There was a day the father took him on an excursion. They went to another big temple. And he said the thing went up. You have to climb some staircase to get to the Holy of Holies. Deception. He said when she was able to get there, check for the priest. He couldn't find the priest. And then he tried to sneak in, open the tent. It was a big God image that was there. And he heard for the thing to heal her. Nothing. Zero. And it was there the priest came around. What are you doing here? And the priest started cursing her. That God would not listen to her and different things. She ran down crying. And the father would say, what happened? What happened? He didn't say anything. He said, let's leave here. And they left. But one day, as the pain was severe, she cried unto God. Trying to tell. Now, because she came back to that track now, he said, trying to tell God, God, I believe in so many gods. Trying to introduce, as if Jesus Christ didn't. So, he said, do you know, Jesus Christ came that night. After she called 2 times, the Lord Jesus Christ came with light and said, I am God. I've come to heal you. That is how she received her healing. And he said the parents now wanted her to go with them in the temple. Mother came first. He said, Mom, I'm sorry. I don't think I want to go to temple. And the father came. The same answer. He said, had they been, she had a little fever, she would have said, no, it was a little fever. But I said she couldn't help herself to tell them the truth. Do you know the mother and the father, they sent her away because she doesn't believe in Hinduism anymore. But thank God, the father gave his life to Jesus later. To cut the long story short. Because God motivated the dad after they drove her away. The father was trying to strike a deal of a business. He didn't know how to go about it. And the thought of the daughter was always going. He said, call all this while, she will call, they will not answer. But that day, he said, Dad. He said, yes, but I'll be trying to reach you and I have a problem. It's only you that can solve it. What happened? He said, me? He said, yes. He said, well, anyhow, just come. Dad will go to our church. They went. He said, I'm not going to go into your church. He said, don't worry, Dad. Just come to the parking lot. We'll talk in the parking lot. Where the father came. He said, Dad, parking lot is hot. Let us go to one room. From one room, they enter to the sanctuary. He said, I'm sorry. I didn't know there was a meeting, prayer meeting that day. And he said, the father said, there's something different about this place. God is already working. There's something different about this place. And those who were praying in tongues were praying in tongues. Then he said, an old intercessor woman came. Who is that? He said, that is my dad. He said, tell your dad to raise up his hands. He said, I'm afraid of intercessors. That old woman just told him, raise up. The power of God came upon him. He started speaking in tongues. God doesn't go by our own regulations. He can override everything. And that man started speaking in tongues. Literally, they invited the pastor. Say, come, something's happening. The pastor said, we are taking you for water baptism. Right away. See, no tradition. At times, we wait for tradition. We go to Bible classes for water baptism before you baptize. Is that what Stephen did? No. Enoch of Ethiopia saw the water. He said, what will stop me from being baptized? Here is water. Did he go through some classes before going for water baptism? No. Go back to the Bible. Amen. It's not only brethren here that are hearing me. Some people are hearing me on the internet. So, although that is not what we practice here, I don't want to go further. Why he went to the water, the red ribbon or rope they put on their he do something as a covenant. He tore it off. He said, no more. This is one is better. He gave his life to Jesus. But meanwhile, the mother was not seeing. He said, This one is between me and you, Dad. But I want my two brothers. Bring them to me. That is how the young lady led the brothers to Christ. Hallelujah. He said, because the one who was following her will be the next high priest. He said, to stop it, you need to give her his life to Jesus. And that is what happened. Is Jesus alive? Jesus Christ yesterday, today, and forever. I am the Lord, I change not. Brethren, the revival is here. Hallelujah. It's here. Wake up. Move on. Surrender yourself. Rededicate yourself unto the Lord. Hallelujah. If I may ask, is anyone sick among us today? Let us pray. That is what the Bible says. You go to the elders and let them anoint you and minister unto you. Prayer of faith will heal the sick. Hallelujah. Is anyone here? Or somebody need a miracle? Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Now, if you are hearing me on the internet, in the website, if you've not given your life to Jesus, you need to do so today. There's hope for you. Because Jesus is coming soon. He loves you. He cares much about you. Say this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father, I believe Jesus is your Son. He came in the flesh. He died and suffered in my place. You were buried in my place. You resurrected in on the third day for my justification. Oh God, forgive me my sins and release me from the consequences of my sinful life. Turn my life around. I surrender my life unto you. Right from today, I will follow you. Give me the grace to live for you. Right now, as you are listening to me, you have arthritis in your hand. I speak to that arthritis. I say, arthritis, die in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. That casket you revealed to me last night, well dressed, so for a rich person. I don't know who is that person. I reverse it in the name of Jesus. That person will not die. He will live to fulfill his destiny or her destiny. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I release life into you. Live. Live in the name of Jesus Christ. And amen. Praise the Lord.